Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday. Right out of the chute, I need to know what's on your mind. How about a little radio graffiti? Right out of the chute. Top of mind. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's your biggest concern? What's your biggest joy? I don't care if it's what you do this weekend. Want to give a great business, a local business, a plug? You know, I got Amazon coming to Fargo with like a 5 football field big distribution center. They're building some monstrosity in Sioux Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a month or so behind us. I don't think they're coming here to do good. I don't think they're coming here because South Dakota and North Dakota have a mega good economy, which we do. But it's a gnat on an elephant's butt for Amazon. I think Charlie Kirk is right. I think they're coming here to have political influence.
That made a lot of sense. It really did. Opened my eyes when he said that.
Me too.
I'd never thought about that.
And when you learn from a 27-year-old, the 27-year-old might have something to bring. And I learned from the guy. Because I was like, oh, whatever. You know, they're paying property taxes. They're hiring people to build the things. They're going to offer people unemployment, you know, a job. So, but if they come here to exert their political influence, which they will, again, you just tell me who's on line one, Daniel, and we'll just go. You just tell me my ear so we can get as many people in here as possible right away at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number, 258-0550. We have a busy show today. Kevin Kramer, the whole hour, too, so you can get in there as well. Any questions, any topics. I mean, every day it is a gauntlet of bad from the Biden administration. Unbelievable what this administration is doing. Every flipping day, people. It's something. So we'll spend a lot of time on that next hour with Senator Kramer. We'll have time there. This hour we have a number of guests joining us on important things that are happening, including critical race theory. My friends at the Center of the American Experiment are kicking off a 17-stop tour on this very important topic. They are out to stop critical race theory from being indoctrinated on your kids. This, again, comes back to not just the Biden administration, but that woke way of thinking that has infiltrated even the smallest school systems. Do you know what your schools are teaching? So, anyway, all that and more. Anyway, back to Charlie Kirk. You know, great, yeah, the jobs are here. That's great. But you think Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post for, like, a good investment?
Great question.
Of course he didn't.
No.
Again, it was a losing paper. He didn't care if he makes a dime. He wants to take a strip off Donald Trump. And he succeeded. He turned what was at one time an esteemed newspaper, but long since known as just a rag that is all things liberal and hates every conservative. There's not 10% of that place, not 20% of that place that is honest journalism. It's all agenda journalism. Very obvious. I would imagine the Woodward and Bernsteins even, who certainly were liberal, we know that, right? But at least were journalists. Anyway, he's not doing Fargo and Sioux Falls for a business opportunity. He's doing it to gain political influence in red states, and it works. When they start threatening mayors and threatening governors and threatening senators, you don't pass this, you've got to get out of he and she. You've got to go they and there, or what is it? Them and thee, and I don't even know.
He, him.
Right. All right, one minute only. Let's do a little radio graffiti on the clock. Tom, West Fargo, go!
Just real quick, Scott, do you know where Aiken is? Aiken, Minnesota.
I do.
Okay, do you know where McGregor is?
I don't.
You don't. It's about 40 miles or so to the northwest. I was picking up your signal about 5 or 10 miles east of McGregor. That's about 50, 60 miles west of Duluth. Black Friday, and it was coming in clear. WDAY was even clearer, you know, AM. This is all AM, but I just wanted to tell you, your signal is a lot stronger than it used to be.
Yes, thank you for that. And one thing, he's talking about the flag AM 1100 signal.
Yes.
And the flag signal, we have just the best engineers on the planet. Jim Offerdahl, Dustin Moore, my son Alex, they're so good at this stuff. It's not a job. It's not work. They want you to hear it in Aiken. They want you to hear it in McGregor. I heard it in Bismarck yesterday. Part of it right now is the ground conductivity is dry. Most of us are dry, and that helps spread the radio signal a little longer. And, of course, on the flag, the lion's share of our monster power comes during 1 hour after sunrise and 1 hour before sunset or some variation of that. So at night, you're not going to hear it. That's why we have the app, KFYR does, as KTGO does. Our listenership at KTGO in Tioga, Northwest North Dakota, is through the roof. It's unbelievable, and we're honored. We really are. We're grateful. Thanks, Tom. Ryan in Aberdeen, you got a minute? Go.
Hey, just wanted to give a shout-out to the boys at Paradox Comics and Cards in downtown Fargo. Josh and Paul, who work part-time there, are actually a couple of high school buddies of mine from our high school days in Aberdeen. And wanted to say, if you want to keep your spending local, you enjoy playing board games, card games, comic collector, Paradox, great place to go.
Free Plug Friday is what Ryan just turned this into. And you know what? We love free plugs because last time somebody did a free plug that I remember of note, Kevin, it was for the good work they do at Dak Diesel.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And Dak Diesel, I said, well, let's get the guy on. Let's get him on. So he came on, told us all the things he does, Diesel. And guess what? Pretty soon, Dak Diesel and CJ are advertisers on this program, and they go from one mechanic to three, and from three to five, and they have more business. This audience is loyal. It's loyal, and it is vast. So maybe Paradox Comics and Cards will join us at some point as well, because they're going to say, wow, all these people found us because Ryan called us. Love it, Ryan. Love it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Somebody said, hey, Charlie Kirk does a great podcast. By the way, we air that podcast on two of the stations you're listening to What's On Your Mind on, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag, from 8 until 9 p.m. Charlie Kirk is also going to be in the Rush Limbaugh slot next week on KTGO, WZFG, The Flag, East and West. The Rush Legacy program will soon be replaced on 550 K-Fire by Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. So just a little bit of a programming update there, depending on where you listen to what you listen. The Rush Legacy program is no more after, I want to say, is the 21st the beginning of that week? I think it's the 21st is the new program. We've opted not to carry that program because we don't believe that someone who voted for Obama twice belongs in the Rush Limbaugh slot. But he has become more conservative of late. I'm talking about Clay Travis. He's very well known in the sports space. He's a talent, no doubt about it. Is he a replacement for Rush Limbaugh? iHeartMedia believes so. Premier Radio Networks believes so. And so that will continue on 550 K-Fire. And we are listening to our audience to say, what do you want next? Is it Charlie Kirk? He'll be on next week. Is it Jimmy Failla? He was on this week. And Jimmy's been on with Todd and me. You've heard him on our local shows on occasion. Taxer says the Cass County Reporter is a liberal rag too, Scott. A conservative said to a citizen, the biggest problem with the public is ignorance and complacency. And asked what did he think of that, the guy said, I don't know and I don't care. I'm going to unpack that a minute here. 258-0550 is our telephone number. 1 minute, 1 minute only on Radio Graffiti until the bottom of the hour today on What's On Your Mind. So get your calls in now. If you have a question or comment for Senator Kevin Cramer, please call now on our 24/7 Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Let's see here. A conservative says to a citizen, the biggest problem with the public is ignorance and complacency. Asked, what do you think of that? The citizen says, I don't know and I don't care. You get it? I get it.
Yeah.
Ignorance and complacency, the biggest problems. You say, hey, this is a big problem. I don't know and I don't care. So, it takes a while to sink in, but I get it. And you know what? That's reality. Kevin, that's reality.
It is.
Some people just, they sleepwalk through life.
Yep.
And meanwhile, you wake up one day and we don't recognize the United States of America.
That's spot on.
And somebody tells us, wear a mask, wrap your kids in bubble wrap, get poked as many times as you get poked or you'll die. And we go, okay, go to the vaccine line.
It's a bliss of ignorance.
Go to, I say, have a relationship with a good doctor like I do. Sanford Health. I trust my doctor with my life. He doesn't always tell me what I want to hear. He gives me his best advice, medically trained, many times at the UND Medical School, I might add. So there's a good connection there. And I listen or I don't.
Dig, research, read.
Question everything. Trust your doctor. That's what I say. And if you don't have a doctor you can trust, keep going until you find one you do. All right, Ryan and Fargo, first to go when we come back, and much more.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Who's hungry? Maybe you skip breakfast today because you live a busy life.
Look over here. My hands up.
Kevin's hungry.
I'm always hungry, though.
You must have a wooden leg, or like a hollow leg, rather. Kind of wooden leg, huh? Because that guy can eat, and he stays all fit, and it must be all the... Must be all the water skiing you're doing all summer.
Yeah, there's that.
That's a workout, isn't it?
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. You build some muscle when you're water skiing.
Get my wakeboard sets in every day, yep.
Yeah. PetroServe USA is the place we fill that hunger with some of the best home cooking and grab-and-go convenience you can find. I have a hankering for pancake wraps today. Pancake wraps.
What? What is this you speak?
You say pancake or pon? I always
pancake.
Pancake, yeah. More than punk. It's one of those you can kind of twist a little. Pancake. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, pancake. Okay. What, like sausage wrapped in pancake?
What's not to love about
that? Is
that
what we're doing?
12th Avenue and I-29.
Yeah.
Make a beeline right there now. Swedish Meatballs in Glendon. Euland, Minnesota Meatballs, too. Travel to 994. Pull into Valley City. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Harwood. Two Sloppy Joes and chips. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joes as well, but mac and cheese with it. My goodness. Can't make it up. And I would say the best decision I made last weekend on the way to the lake, Saturday, headed up to beautiful Grace Lake, Minnesota, between Cass Lake and Bemidji, Minnesota, was to stop in Glendon and to get a bag of popcorn and not one, but two caramel rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Valley Dairy Store is a part of the PetroServe USA family, and those caramel rolls, I'm telling you folks, it's perfect every time. 10 seconds in the micro, a little pat of butter on top. You've died and gone to heaven. I'm just saying.
Butter is the key.
PetroServe USA. And by the way, Bismarck Mannon had a great meal yesterday. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies and a soda for $4 yesterday. A little late lunch at the PetroServe USA in Bismarck, right on Divide.
Yep.
Across from
that 4 for $4 deal is killer. And they have Hawaiian pizza. I know. I love Hawaiian pizza. Sorry.
I do too, but I pulled the Canadian bacon off. Is that wrong?
No.
It's not wrong?
Eat it however you want.
Okay.
I
love the pineapple. Ryan in Fargo, Radio Graffiti, go. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, I love Chris Bird, but frankly, I don't think you need a third in a row regional talk show. He'd be great opposing somebody maybe on WDAY. But I tell you, one person you should really explore is Dan Bongino. I would love to see him put into that slot.
First of all, I got to tell the K-Fire KLTC audience a little bit of Watch Your Time, but it goes back to, again, the conversation of what's next after Rush, and we are sampling, folks. One of the local options was the great Chris Berg from Point of View. Fantastic job. Chris has subbed here before, and he took the 11-2 slot last week, and we were overwhelmed with the feedback from the audience that said, fantastic, it's great. Now, when you say you got enough local shows on, you're speaking, obviously, of our local morning show, much like Phil Parker and Jesse at K-Fire and some of the great talent at KLTC, legendary talent, I might add, on 1460. We have morning shows in Tioga, Jim Prather, Talk of the Town. We have the Need to Know morning show on WDAY and the Flag. And then, of course, my show is local but regional, right? What's On Your Mind on all those stations. Do you ever think you're going to have too much local, though, Ryan? Do you ever think you have too much local? I always like the fact that on this show, we can talk about how bad Joe Biden is screwing things up, but we can also tell you that this weekend in Bowman, you know, there's a Firefighters Association annual convention, and you can go and get wet on a 100-degree day. I kind of like a little of both. Just help me understand why you think there's too much local sometimes, or can be too much local.
I do like a little bit of both. I mean, it's nice, and I, you know, I'm on the Need to Know morning show. I'm on your show whenever I am, mostly in the car, whenever I get a chance. I'm quite often driving during those times, but I like to get more on the national scene and a little bit less afterwards. I guess I'm so used to hearing Rush after the last 30 years, and then Hannon and ever or not Hannon, anyhow. Just all the shows that come afterwards. I just like to see something that's a little less local. And a lot of friends of mine, too, are like, get Dan Bongino or bring the other Rush show back the way it was. So.
Well, the Rush show the way it was, Rush Legacy is what it's called, with the guide host, yep, is going away. It ends. It's done. So all of the Rush Limbaugh-related content will no longer be part of EIB and the Premier Radio Network from 11 to 2. There's some talk about how you can access that in the future, and I think they'll have websites and other ways, and maybe even, you know, Rush Legacy minutes, like the old Rush minutes or whatever. They're working on some things. The people that are behind the scenes of that show, Craig Kitchens is one of them. A friend of mine was a syndicator for years. Another guy by the name of James Golden, who's Snerdly. Those people have all, been part of that show for years, and they're going to keep Rush's legacy alive. James Golden, Snurley, yep, doing a podcast right now on iHeartMedia, a 26-week podcast with great Rush memories, and I'm part of one of them on the story from Rush and the flood of 1997 that's going to be on in the future. So there will be a purposeful way to tap into the genius that Rush Limbaugh brought us, but it won't be from 11 to 2. He is being replaced on iHeart media stations by Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, and that starts the week of June 21. So that's no longer an option for us. It is for iHeartMedia, and that'll be K-Fire included in that. The other thing I would say to you is that Dan Bongino wouldn't honor this audience enough to let us sample him. Thought he was too big for that, so he's not an option for us on the flag, east or west, because of that. And I have listened to Dan Bongino since the national program started. I think that Dan Bongino, we all know and love, is best famous for a five-minute back-and-forth on Fox News on one night, and the podcast is pretty good, but I happen to think 3 hours is too much. It's a lot like the Hannity show, and we sort of have that show already. So, and I happen to think even that show is losing its luster a little bit. So, Ryan, appreciate the input a great deal. Muffin Custer, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I wonder if before the forum came out yesterday, you knew how important you are. According to the article in the forum, you and people like you, and that would be me, are the reason the Black Lives Matter was formed. That's how important we are.
I've heard this rumor. I've not seen the letter to the editor, but he's speaking about a letter to the editor that responded to a column I had in Saturday's forum.
Okay.
That, and I said as much on the radio, it wasn't anything different for this audience. Newspaper readers might be seeing it for the first time if they don't listen to the show. But the gist of it was that, look, George Floyd didn't deserve to die, but George Floyd's actions led to his death.
Yep.
And the cop was an idiot.
Yep.
Okay.
All facts.
Okay. Now, I happen to believe the cop used a tool that's in his training kit. I don't believe he was a murderer, but a jury said he was a murderer, and now he's got a legal process to go. And this led to the letter to the editor saying, what again, Muff, that I was responsible for Black Lives Matter?
Well, you and people like you, we are the reason that Black Lives Matter has to exist. Because
what is Black
attitude.
Lives Matter? Yeah, what is BLM exactly? Anybody really
well,
answer
it's
that?
It's a Marxist organization that their stated goal is to change the form of government of the United States because
well,
its
wait,
current
well,
form it's
well,
worthless.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I thought they were about black lives.
I thought they were about, you know, activism and,
yeah,
and racial diversity
and building schools and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you need to go to their website because on their website they tell you what they're all about.
And by the way,
a little sarcasm here, buddy.
When you donate to them, you donate to the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
They've got a funnel system to the Democratic Party. So look, they're a political activist group. They are no different than, I don't know, pick your crazy, environmental eco-terrorist Earth Justice on the environmental side.
I don't think they know what they are, honestly.
They are
really?
All about racial
all
divide
over.
Is yep. what they are. But Muff explained beautifully what their tenets are.
Really?
They are a Marxist organization. They want anarchy. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say that. And to give me credit for it is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I'm just a person that gives his comments.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise. And Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bossert at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bossert, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. Rioters in Minneapolis, Minnesota reportedly smashed windows and lit a dumpster on fire Thursday night near a parking garage where an officer fatally shot a suspect as the wanted man pulled a gun on officers. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Some protesters were arrested. The shooting involved U.S. Marshal Service and no Minneapolis officers were involved. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What you got going here, Kev?
That would be Mr. Ted Nugent and Fred Bear.
I miss Ted Nugent. We've got to get him back on the air. Mr. Super Producer, Chris Weisen, add that one to your list. Ted Nugent, he's great radio. And, by the way, Mr. Super Producer, who's always looking out for this audience and telling us things we need to know. He just told Kevin and I something we don't know, which, you know, could probably happen 20 times a day.
That's but, nothing new.
But he said Joe Biden was out riding a bike with a mask on.
Joe Biden rides a bike?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's when they kind of has a bad week and they want you to think he's really fit.
Yeah.
So they put him on a bike. And
help him get on the bike.
Yeah, I don't know if they had training wheels or what, but he was wearing a mask.
Push him down the driveway. Here you go.
He was wearing a mask. Kev, see if you can find that photo. That'll be my meme of the day, and we'll come up with a good headline for it.
Done.
Texter says, do you think Bureau of Land Management will change their name, BLM? This was used quite a lot in the oil field. Well, yeah, they are very integral towards oil and gas development on federal lands. Amazing. Let me tell you about our friends at Pipers before I introduce our next guest and get back to your calls here. John Hinderrocker, too, to talk critical race theory in just a moment. The Pipers Auctioneers team is hosting incredible June auctions live and online. Equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, and Lakota, three great towns, Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and the quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. That's a big one. So if you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, I mean, we're talking John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, ammo. They even have a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle. Check out the complete inventory of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S, Pifers.com. Speaking of which, Andy Murnuck from the team at Pifers joins us to talk about some big news in Bowman, North Dakota. What am I listening to? I hear a little bird back there. What would that be? What kind of bird are we listening chirping away in beautiful Bowman, North Dakota this morning?
Yeah, we do actually have some meadowlarks sitting right on the post, right outside of the trap range that we've got going on this morning. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing good, Andy. Welcome to the show. Do you see anybody riding a bike with a mask in Bowman right now?
No, we haven't seen that for quite a while. Haven't seen it for quite a while.
Would that be one of the reasons that the North Dakota Firefighters Association's annual convention is today and tomorrow in Bowman?
No, actually, we got the bid for the state convention about pushing on 3 years ago now. So we bid for the 2021 convention. We won the campaign, and we got elected when they had the state convention in Watford City. And so 2021 is right here in Bowman, and it kicks off here this morning. So the golf tournament just got underway. The trap tournament starting here in about 45 minutes. And then the majority of the convention is actually open to the public, and that will start this evening with a parade of all the fire apparatuses around the state. And then we'll end at the fairgrounds, where last night we set up the September 11th memorial trailer. Came straight out of New York. It's the Tunnels to Towers Memorial Museum. Absolutely phenomenal. Took us about 3 hours to get it all set up. That's open free to the public as well. People can go through there today and tomorrow from noon until about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And then tomorrow morning, here in about 3 or 4 hours, the keynote speaker's flying in from New York. We're celebrating, basically, or remembering the 20th anniversary of September 11th this year for all firefighters. So we actually have Joe Trillo coming in from New York. He was buried under both towers, buried, recovered, and then buried again, and survived to tell a story. And he's going to be here tomorrow explaining what happened on that day. So it's kind of an exciting deal. We're really excited to have him coming in from New York here tonight.
Trap tournament being set up right now. Golf tournament underway across the way. I mean, my gosh, what's not to love about all of that? And thank you, Andy, for remembering 9/11 on this 20th anniversary. How quick we forget. How quick we forget, right? That meadowlark hasn't forgotten. It's chirping away about it.
You know, I'm visiting about it yesterday. You know, we're hosting it at the school, and it's hard to believe that there aren't any kids that go to high school anymore that were even alive when it happened.
So if we don't remember, who will? So what a great speaker. What a great event in Bowman, North Dakota. Now, when you say the public's invited, we got a 100-degree weekend coming here. I can't think of a better place to be. Will there actually be fire hoses available to cool people off at all? Any of that kind of like a training exercise or anything?
We may have to. We got the deluge coming off the big pump truck, so we'll be in good shape.
All right, great. Have a good time. Bowman is one of North Dakota's great small towns. There are many. But they do it right in Bowman. There's great places to stay. There's so much to do and eat and see. The downtown is wonderful. And, of course, that Western North Dakota hub for the folks at Pipers as well make it great, too. Thanks, Andy. Have a great weekend. And please convey our sincere thanks to every single one of those firefighters from all across North Dakota. What a great event. Good talking to you, Andy. Take care. 23 before the top of the hour. Do you know what critical race theory is? I have to tell you, I was in Dallas, Texas with a friend having lunch in the last 6 months, not all that long ago. And he said, "You see the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today?" I said, "I did not." He said, "Oh my gosh, this critical race theory thing is crazy." I'm like, "Okay, what is critical race theory again? Why, what?" John Hinderacher knew about critical race theory before it was even called critical race theory. John and his team at the Center of the American Experiment are on this front line battling to make sure education is not further infiltrated by people who want to indoctrinate our children. And they're kicking off a 17-stop tour that launched this week. He's here to tell us about it, tell us how you can participate in it, and most importantly, tell us what you need to know about it. John, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
John and I have a big announcement, too, before we're done today, so don't go anywhere, folks. Before John's done today, we're going to tell you about somebody that will be in the sound of your voice in July. John, what is critical race theory?
You know, critical race theory is just old-fashioned racism. CRT, as it's often abbreviated, teaches that the most important thing about a person is his skin color. It teaches that you have rights not as an individual, but as a member of a group. And it teaches that all members of the same racial group have pretty much the same characteristics. And so if you listen to that and think, wow, that sounds like John C. Calhoun in 1840. Yep, it does. CRT, critical race theory, is old-fashioned racism being deployed now in service of a far left-wing agenda.
And if I'm a parent, I should pay close attention to how much of what you just described is part of curriculum in schools, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of parents think they're safe because they live in small towns, they live in more rural areas. They think, yeah, Minneapolis and St. Paul might be crazy, but we can trust our schools here where we live. Unfortunately, it's not true. These pernicious doctrines are creeping in all across the country and all across our state. And that's true for a number of reasons, but one thing that's going on right now, which is one of the areas of focus of this tour, the 17-stop tour that we're doing, is that Tim Walz's Department of Education is revising the standards and benchmarks for social studies in grades K through 12 throughout the whole state of Minnesota. And so it'll apply in every school district. And what they're doing is they're rewriting the standards and they, particularly with respect to history, they're taking out what you and I, Scott, would think of as history. In other words, the Revolutionary War out, Civil War out, World War I out, World War II out, Holocaust out, no mention of George Washington, no mention of Thomas Jefferson. Well, so when my, our education fellow laid this out to me several months ago now, I said, well, what the heck is in? If that's all out, what's in? Well, the answer is critical race theory is in. And so they don't teach the Civil War in these standards. They don't propose to teach the Civil War, but they do propose to teach Reconstruction, and specifically the standard that Minnesota school children are supposed to be taught is to understand Reconstruction and how the rights of the newly freed slaves were taken away and how that has continued right up to the present. So this is the kind of indoctrination. It's race-based with a dash of LGBTQ+. That's in there as well. Now, we have been blowing the whistle on these proposed standards. The first draft came out earlier this year, and we were all over it, and we organized a campaign during the public comment period. Thousands of Minnesotans used our website, raiseourstandardsmn.com, to send comments to this committee that Governor Walz has appointed. And they backed off, at least for the time being. They canceled the scheduled release of a second draft, and they kind of went into hiding. But
they never go away. They never go away. You're exactly right. So this is why you got to just stay diligent. You got to find out what's at your school. I'm embarrassed to say, just graduated our last one out of high school, the last one headed for college. Not once did I go to a meeting and say, what's in the school textbooks? What are you? I've never done it. And I don't believe even a lot of these school board members in these small towns have any idea. So if you don't question everything, we're in big trouble. Now, this is why we love the Center of the American Experiment. This was no secret to them. They were on the front line. They stopped the first attempt. There'll be more. You need them on that wall. And that's why when I say, you know what? If you've been donating money to the Republican Party, if you've been donating money to particular candidates, and you don't see the return on that investment, that trust in them, a great place to invest your good hard-earned dollars to a 501c3 educational organization, you get tax treatment on this, is the Center of the American Experiment, which you can find out more about at americanexperiment.org. If you go there today, you're going to find out about this 17-stop tour. What do you hope to accomplish with the tour and all these stops all across Minnesota, John?
Well, first of all, to educate parents, teachers, and others, but above all, parents. And by the way, we also are going to be releasing soon an app that parents can use to get together with other parents in their school district to organize and attend school board meetings and really take effective action. So what we want to do is to educate, explain to people what is critical race theory, why is it coming to your local schools, and what can you do about it. And we want to mobilize people to take effective action to stop this effort to really undermine our children's education.
And more on all of the stops at americanexperiment.org. Make it a point to get involved, folks. You need to do this. July 14th, Fargo, North Dakota. Who's coming to town to talk about the Center of the American Experiment and a new grassroots entity across North and South Dakota, John?
Well, I am for one, Charlie, and you, I'm sorry, I am for one, Scott, and you are, and we're going to be joined by Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA. And the exciting message that we are going to be bringing to that event on July 14th in Fargo is that there's going to be a new conservative force unleashed across the state of North Dakota.
Charlie Kirk, Fargo, North Dakota, July 14th. Circle the date. Stay tuned for details. Along with John Hinderacher and I don't know who the radio guy is they let as part of that group, but I'm looking forward to being there too. And the Critical Race Tour stop is in Moorhead, Minnesota, right across the border the 14th. That's right. I'm sorry, the 15th. All the details are there, the 15th. Tuesday, the 15th. In Moorhead. More details at americanexperiment.org. Thank you, John Hinderacher.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That sounds like my kind of weekend, right? Yeah.
You never knew what he said there, hitting balls off the dock.
Yeah.
He does that too.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I love doing that.
Yeah. Little beers and sunshine there. There may be some of that in my future this weekend. I'm not sure.
A lot of sunshine.
I tell you what, it's going to be a hot one. And if you're sitting there saying, I'm going into a hot weekend and I'm going to be miserable, I want you to think of two things. One, your worst day in February. Or January.
Exactly.
And don't complain about it. Second of all, call Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, for a splash pool. Did you hear Jay Thomas got one of these?
I did, yes. Got a nice one.
And yeah. I think he decided a week ago and is in his backyard right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got them in stock. You buy them, They install them. Circle the date on the calendar. Here's when we're coming. Splash pools.
They were smart enough to buy them before the onslaught.
Right. And I think what I think what Jay's going to do is build a deck around it, but he's got the pool today.
Yep.
You know, and these are the kind of pools that are, you know, you change your mind 5 years from now, no big deal. Maybe you want to take it to the lake next year. You got flexibility. Splash pools, hot spring spas, and pool tables, too. I'd have them give you a two-for-one deal on the splash pool and a hot tub, so when the February and the January come, you're loving life, too. Because Kevin and I know that in our hot spring spa. A hot tub that
I can't do winters without them.
It's a wellness, it's a wellness product.
Yep.
And you tell your wife then, she goes, yeah, it's a wellness product. You just want this because it's fun. No, honey, let me show you the research. It's a wellness product. You're better above and below the water when you have one. 20 minutes a day, same with a sauna. These are wellness products. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, too. My friend Father Brian Gross from Watford City. He's a Bismarck native. He's a pastor in Watford City at Epiphany Church, as well as Arnagard, North Dakota. We love rural pastors. They're on the front lines of so much. And a great spiritual leader for those communities. Planning a little fun this weekend in Watford City. I heard Cloverdale's backing up the truck right now at the rectory. Father Brian, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Quick correction, Alexander, Our Lady of Consolation, not Arnagard. So,
thank you. Sorry. I don't know how I mix up Alexander and Arnagard, but I always do. But yes, Arnagard. Sorry. Alexander, not Arnagard.
We pull from Arnagard, though. We go, they go to Alexander, they come to Watford. So it's all good. It's all together, right?
All in the family there.
Truck backing up. Yep. That's right.
Yep. So what are brats? Scott Russell, what did he load you up with? Is it heavy on the brats? Is it some of those famous red wieners? What are you doing?
Yeah. So this Sunday we have a parish block party. And Cloverdale was generous, and they're donating some pulled sausages, some brats, some beef hot dogs, and then those red hot dogs that children love. We're going to have a grill outside of the parish. We got the city to let us block the street off and have some bounce houses. Then we're going to have for the kids and a little music. DJ is going to be out there and stuff. And so we were sitting in the parish, in the council, I don't know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and like, we need to do something, kind of coming out of COVID and all that, and this is kind of what we came up with, so it's going to be a nice opportunity to get together as parish, and obviously everybody in the area is certainly welcome, all free, no cost to it at all.
Sunday, block party, Watford City at the parish, where will this happen?
So 112 6th Avenue Northeast, it's just north of the old hospital. In Watford City, right before we built that big, beautiful new one. If you head north on Main Street in Watford City, you'll run right into the church. I'm sure you'll hear our DJ, you know, AC/DC, Def Leppard, right? All the classics just blasting.
Well, it's a block party after all. When does it start? When does it end?
So it starts about 11:45 or so. We have Mass 10:45 a.m. in Watford on Sunday. 11:45 a.m. noon, right after the Mass is out. We're going to have brats and stuff. All the food will be ready to go. So whether you come to Mass or not, feel free to swing by about 11:45 noon. We'll be going until, you know, at least probably 2. Stoneholm as well. Stoneholm in Watford City being generous, donating a little bit of Catholic beer for us as well. So we're going to have some beer as well to moderately enjoy on a beautiful hot afternoon as well.
Are you familiar with Catholic beer, Kevin? I am. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's libations used responsibly, as Father says. Serious question in the last minute we have left.
Yeah, you bet.
As Catholics, Mass attendance every Sunday is part of being a Catholic in good standing. COVID obviously made that difficult, and there was dispensation for that. That now has been lifted. How many of your parishioners are now back into the routine? Is everybody back? Do you still welcome people back? Still want more? What is your sense in Watford?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's steadily increasing week by week. You know, I suppose 89% of people are kind of getting back into the swing of things. There's a bit of normalcy. But as you know, like, you know, with oil prices, COVID and all of that stuff, right? Watford City, Williston, our whole area up here is just, it's always, changing. So I'm just sort of finding out now, like, hey, some of these people left a year ago or, you know, these people moved and these sorts of things. So it's always kind of a flexible situation, but the parish is kind of coming back to normal, so it's really nice. to see folks kind of getting back into the swing of things, practicing their faith. That worship is essential, right? What we do says who we are, and it's important that we take that weekend celebration of worship of God seriously. Thanks, Scott.
And the real presence of Jesus Christ, just like at the Last Supper, every Sunday in Alexander, in Watford City, in any other Catholic church, I never miss an opportunity to say, Catholics, come home. Come home. Amen. It's never too late to come home. Find a parish. Find a pastor. Make all that very simple. Very simple. Come on back. Thanks, Father. Nice chatting with you. Have a great weekend.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one, you should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.